Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
It's January. That means it's time for the new season of Downton Abbey, at least for those of you in the U.S. who haven't already watched it illegally. Yesterday was a great day for California, in that the 49ers and the Chargers won their first-round playoff games, and in that it wasn't mind-numbingly cold like it was in the rest of the country. How do you behave when you have the only good weather in the nation? Apparently, you go on Facebook and rub it in. Go Chargers, but come on, San Diegans, we know you live in paradise. You don't have to tell us about it every day that it's below zero everywhere else. This week, millions of us started exercising, stopped drinking to excess, stopped eating too much, stopped smoking, and stopped sniffing glue in order to make ourselves healthier, happier people. And this year, we're going to stick to it. The Sub-Zero Polar Vortex is in full effect. This is How to Behave, the New Year's Resolution Show. Back on my right for the new year after the holiday break, Miss Hannah Howard.
Hi, Brian.
Great to see you.
Great to see you, too.
How was your holiday?
It was lovely and low-key, and I didn't go anywhere.
And that's great. Yeah. You invited me to your party, and I didn't show up.
I know. Sorry. I was kind of expecting you.
I was expecting to go. Long story why okay. That didn't happen.
That will be another time.
It's not a different episode. That's a whole different project. Joining us today in the studio, Corey Tasmania. How are you, Corey?
I'm good.
How should I introduce you? Normally I give like titles and qualifications for people, but you're just cool, smart, and funny. So
wow, I have absolutely no qualifications.
Yeah, you're a talented actress. You
have freckles.
You have freckles. Yeah, you're cute as a button.
You chose someone who doesn't believe in New Year's resolutions for our New Year's resolution show. Quite appropriate.
Yeah. So, we just, on our way in here, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, because that's the theme of today's show. And you said you've only made one New Year's resolution in your life, and you've stuck to it?
Yes, I made a resolution when I was in elementary school, and it was to never make another New Year's resolution, and I have stuck by that.
You are so strong. You have such willpower.
Yeah, it's hard, you know? They're everywhere.
They are.
You just say no.
Do you get pressure? Do people hassle you for that?
There was a time when people did pressure me, and they wanted to know why, and they thought it was silly, and they thought there's always a chance to better yourself, and I just felt that you didn't need January 1st to better yourself.
You're already awesome. You don't need to better yourself. Do people ever say that? I can imagine people saying stuff like that, like, oh, you think you're perfect. You don't need to change anything.
No, people get a little scared of me, so they kind of back off.
Yeah, yeah. Intimidating.
Yeah.
You wear those boots all the time, don't
you?
Yeah,
it's true.
Corey's got badass boots on today.
It's really because I'm 5'3", and I really want to be 5'6". So.
So the boots make up a difference.
Yeah.
So Hannah, New Year's resolutions?
So my New Year's resolution, it's a little bit meta, but it's real. It's real. Okay. I feel like, I was explaining this to Joe before, I feel like I spent a lot of time and capacity and my brain like wondering what I should be doing, what's the right thing to do, and I don't follow my heart or my gut enough and just go for it and do my thing and enjoy my life. And that's my goal for this year,
to follow your heart and your gut.
Yep.
Instead of following your head, is that what you mean?
Yeah, like more heart to head ratio.
Okay,
that's a parliament kind of thing, isn't it? For your mind and your ass will follow.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was original. But it's genuine. Brian, and what's yours?
And, we were just talking about this, and I was saying I don't tend to make specific New Year's resolutions, but I do think it's a natural time of year to sort of, like, you get out of the holidays and it's been chaos and you're often traveling and busy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like everything suddenly slows down and gets quiet. And it's a good time for what Lyle Lovett called serious reflection and massive rationalization and contemplation. So I found myself listening to that today and going, oh, my God, that's what I'm doing on whatever, the 6th of January.
It's also 12th night.
Is it?
Yes.
What is 12th night exactly?
That's a good question. I don't know.
All I know is Shakespeare.
Maybe we can have someone call in and
yeah.
explain to us what 12th night is.
If somebody wants to call in to the how to behave or for the how to behave should behave in 2014 show, give us your ideas or tell us if you know what 12th night is. The studio number is 718-497-2128. Or you can always go on Facebook at How to Behave. Or Twitter at @how2behave and post about us, which is another, that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to actually get us, you and me, Hannah, being good at social media for How to Behave.
Okay, I'm into that resolution.
Yeah we've made this resolution a few times in the past year.
Yeah, we've failed repeatedly.
Baby steps.
Very baby. So yeah. Maybe we could make like a giant leap.
We have a page now, which was a huge leap.
That's true. I think we got some expert advice.
Yeah.
We've learned the ropes a little bit. Now we just have to, you know, it's very easy to know what to do, but now we just got to do it.
Turn all that potential energy into kinetic energy.
That's right.
We posted, or I posted, what were your New Year's resolutions this year on our How to Behave page, and we got one response.
What was it?
That was disappointing. Karen King is going to get more massages.
That's a great resolution.
It's a great resolution, yeah. I don't think it would be possible for me to get more massages than I do, so I'm not going to make that resolution.
Do you get an absurd number of massages?
I get an absurd number of massages.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I want to be more like you.
It's great.
Me too.
But I feel like you were good, leading somewhere with this reflection and contemplation. So if it's a different name and it's reflection and contemplation, not a resolution, it still sounds like you might have one.
Well, no, I think it ends up, it serves the same function as what one would call a New Year's resolution, even though that's not, I don't think that's where I'm coming at it from, but it still is a New Year's resolution. I'm gonna be more disciplined about getting to bed early and getting up early and writing in the mornings before I get busy with my work day.
Awesome.
I have some business goals that now is a good time that I'm like, okay, let's get serious about this, kind of like we are with How to Behave. Like we're going to get good with our social media, and we're going to grow our audience, and we're going to do stuff like that. So
absolutely.
Same with my restaurant business.
Full steam ahead.
So I want to talk a little bit about the show. Like, what should our New Year's resolutions be? It's also, this is almost the 1 year anniversary. We started in January of 2013. Now it's January of 2014. So it's also a good time for us to do some massive rationalization and contemplation about the future of the future and the past of the past.
How to behave, soul searching.
Yeah. So, do you have any thoughts on New Year's resolutions for the show? Like what the show should be doing
in
the
new year,
what our goals should be?
My favorite shows are the ones where we just have some really cool, interesting, intelligent, fun people like Corey here. And like,
well, it's early in the show. She still has to prove herself.
That's true.
A little
she
bit.
Hasn't. Yeah. She hasn't really. Yeah, I'm giving her props.
Yeah, I'm confident.
But I'm confident too. Right, and we have, you know, some kind of great idea. I feel like the very specific, like, how should one behave when, I guess early on we did some more pointed questions and sought answers from experts, like how we were going to find a job, and we felt like we weren't really delivering much in terms of entertainment value, although we might have had some...
I'd really like to know about forks.
Forks?
Yeah? Yeah, I really would.
Do you have a specific...
Well, you
question,
know, I mean, like, different tines, you know, there's different tines of forks and different sizes of forks.
How to behave regarding your cutlery?
Yeah.
Like, which fork to use for which course, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Or just why does some have three and one some have four tines?
All of the above.
Okay.
I would like to know about forks.
We should, how to behave, forks.
The forks edition.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's a great idea.
What about you? I mean, this was your brainchild. So
well, no,
now-
wait, what you were saying, were you saying we should do less of the like specific topic with an expert that we're doing analysis on and more just like cool, smart people sitting around venting about how bad people's behavior is?
That's exactly precisely what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same thing because I think we... It's our first year, so we're finding our feet. We've been a little all over the map. We've done some very different types of shows, and I think we need to decide what our show is and get consistent so people know what to expect. Because seriously, it's like 1 week, it's how to behave when you're breastfeeding in public.
And then the next is like the Pope.
And the next week, we're talking about porn, and the next week, it's the Pope, yeah.
Well,
and then we're interviewing an author about a book, and, you know, it's...
Right. I like our eclectic mix, but I guess we need to figure out what is the unifying... Well, we have a unifying theme. It's behavior, but...
All right. If you're listening out there and you have some ideas for how to behave for 2014, we're going to continue this being a running joke. We're going to give the phone number no one's ever going to call for 2014.
Call us!
718-497-2128 on how to behave. Joe, anybody on the phone? No? Nothing? No?
No one yet, believe it or not. No one yet.
Yeah.
See,
I think. Well, this is actually
that
something.
That was hopeful.
That was hopeful. There was a yet there.
Yeah.
Joe's an optimist. That's been a learning experience on this show because we are internet based. I think people just listen to it whenever it's convenient for them. They don't listen to it live. So
I found that about TV as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the days of people tuning in to anything at a specific time are kind of.
Yeah. Like, remember, two of us in the room were old enough to remember. When you'd like get to work on Friday morning. It's so nice to have an actual peer of mine in the studio.
Ouch.
Yeah, Bushwick.
I'm not a real peer. Back in the days before TiVo.
Yes, back when you can buy a shovel for a nickel and it would last you your whole life. Like Friday morning, people would be talking about what was on TV Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And now people just talk all the time and go, where are you in...
Right.
Downton Abbey or whatever. Like, Downton Abbey's previewing this month. Or not previewing, but the season 4 is starting this month. But everybody I know has already seen it.
I have a confession.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and speaking of behavior,
yeah.
I exhibited some bad behavior in that I could not wait for America's premiere of Downton Abbey. And I went online... I'm so sorry.
Did you watch it illegally?
I did.
Yeah.
On a UK.
How do you sleep at
night? We forgive you. I forgive you.
Thank you. And I watched them all.
Go ahead.
The pull of Downton Abbey is stronger than any moral code.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently I was weak. I couldn't wait.
I don't know. I think you're very much in the mainstream. I don't think you're an outlier on this at all.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah. I'm just... a stick in the mud, so I'm going to wait until it's on United for no point.
It's at 8 o'clock on Thursday, and that's how it's going to be.
No, I binge watch it. I totally do that, but only, like, I will... I'm the sap that will actually pay the $24.99 to buy it in HD from iTunes and then watch it in 3 days.
Right.
Watch the whole season.
But I like the idea that someone's getting that money, the people who worked to make this genius work of television.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show.
That is a whole nother show.
I am a believer in intellectual property.
Right.
Like, if nobody ever pays for music,
right.
Who's going to finance the recording of music?
Right, especially when you love something, you want to support it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just killed some children somewhere, I think, now.
No, you just made someone a few dollars poor, a few cents poor.
Yeah.
Behavior.
But it's also... BBC and PBS, who aren't expecting money directly for what they do anyway. So it's a little weird when it's them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about a band and this is how they make their living, that's one thing. But PBS doesn't run commercials. You wouldn't be paying for it anyway. I don't know. That's a little weird.
Are you justifying my actions for me?
I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay.
Here. I'm going way off topic, which is another thing, speaking of New Year's resolutions for the show. Do you think it's good that we go off topic almost constantly on this show? Or should we be better at picking a topic and staying with it? Or is the idea of how to behave just a leaping off point for whatever happens?
I think the fun is in the when you leap off into the abyss of who knows where. I mean, sometimes, though, we get these really great ideas. That's another show. So mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like it would be great to continue the thread.
Yeah. And we never do that. We always say, that would be a great show.
Right.
And then it just evaporates.
Right. So I think that to keep this conversation going, would be really great.
Well, part of the reason for that is that it's proven to be a bigger job to find guests than I thought it would be. So we will have an idea. We'll talk about something on the show and we'll say, like, oh, that would be a great topic for a show of its own. And then I can't find any expert on jaywalking or brushing your teeth or
forks
or whatever. Yeah, whatever the topic is. And so it just drifts away.
But I feel like we know that we don't need the fork expert. We just need someone with a healthy fork interest.
We don't need exactly. We don't need no fork in expert. We just need people who aren't afraid to talk.
Right.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll all three have given up on our diets and we'll have started drinking again. Yay. This is How to Behave.
Sniffing glue.
On the Heritage Radio Network.
You are listening to I Like You by Hard Bodies on the Heritage Radio Network.org. Stay tuned for more How to Behave. This special program is brought to you by TechServe, New York's premier authorized Apple reseller and service provider, serving creative professionals at all levels, from individual customers to Fortune 100 companies. TechServe has built a solid reputation in their expertise in technology, sales, and service. Visit them on the web at techserve.com or in New York City at 119 West 23rd Street. Learn more about their in-store classes and incredible insider program. Make stuff happen. TechServe.
Yes, we're.
We are back. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network, the New Year's Resolution show. So my New Year's resolutions for How to Behave for the show are that I'm going to book guests in advance. Corey has been booked on this show since about 4 this morning.
So yay!
Thank God for Corey.
That's the perfect booking hour.
I was like, oh,
that's when the magic happens.
Crap, it's true. Like, every weekend, I'm like, oh, crap, we have a show Monday. I don't have a show. And then I'm like, something will come up this weekend, and it always does.
That's right. Actually, I couldn't sleep because I was up coughing.
Yeah.
So I was looking at my email, and I get, like, a 4 a.m. email from Brian saying, we have a show. Like, oh, okay.
Yep. I have resolved that I'm going to drink more before the show, so I'm a little more drunk when we do the show. I think that's a resolution I can stick to.
With pizza?
Yeah, that's what we should do. We should come here for late lunches and drink and have pizza together and then do the show.
It's hard for me to get out of work early.
I'll talk to Steve.
Okay. We'll
get this.
I can make this happen.
Yeah.
I like the way you think.
This is related. I'm going to come up with topics well in advance. Although maybe it's a good idea to just plan on meeting here at like 3 with everybody and drinking and eating pizza and coming up with an idea for the show and then doing the show at 5. Maybe we could do that.
That's kind of like a little half improv spirit to it.
Totally impromptu, yeah. So my resolution was to come up with ideas well in advance and I've already, now I'm done. I'm not going to do that. No,
never mind.
TV shows do that though, like TV talk shows. Whether it's news or like reviewing, they'll meet for the day and they'll have certain points that either people research or that they saw and they discuss in their studio and then they make like bullet points and they retell stories or elaborate on them on the air.
Yeah. Well, if we had a staff of people and it was their full-time job, we could do that.
Or that we could just meet for pizza and beer beforehand and make talking points.
We could. Like we just did. Like we've just decided that you're going to do a presentation on forks.
Yes.
So we could like meet for lunch and then you could have a half an hour between lunch and the show to prepare.
Yes.
And with the internet, you can do that. And
maybe bring some forks in. Like maybe we can make some fork music or something.
Fork
ride. Wow, that's aggressive.
This is ambitious.
It's a half hour show, you know.
You guys are making me feel like I need to step up more.
That's not the intent.
It's a good thing. I don't do enough. I just show up, and I think that there could be, with a little bit of planning, could take us a long way. You know?
Well, there's always butter knives. Butter knives are still open.
Yeah, you got the
whole another show. Write that down. We need to do that show. Butter knives.
Just the butter knives, and then you have like a steak knife show.
Could we play music on the butter knives too? You can do that. Yeah. I can see how forks would be pretty sound.
I like that's a good name for a band, the Butter Knives. I like it.
My recent addition to my fantasy bands is Velcro Bow.
I like that.
It's Velcro Bow.
Yeah, it's a girl hardcore band.
Velcro it's a real band. Or it's your fantasy
it's
band.
It's a fantasy band.
Cool.
How to behave in your fantasy band. This is a great show.
I have, for my fantasy band, I have two names with me as the front man, obviously, for either band. Skinny Bitch, I think would be a good name for a band starring me. And Skidmark. Let your imagination go. Nothing.
I think it's interesting that you've got both of them are SKs to begin with. Skinny
and Skid. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe related. I have therapy on Wednesday. We'll talk about that.
Great.
Okay, so another resolution of mine is to sell out more to get more free shit by doing the show.
Oh, yeah, like I still drink all that rum from the rum girl.
Yeah, we did this cocktail show, a month ago?
Yeah.
And she gave us all the bottles. That was awesome.
That was great.
Was like,
yeah,
damn,
that was a great idea.
I've been missing the point of doing this show.
What kind of cocktails have you made with it?
I didn't make anything with it. I just drank
it straight.
And it's like spiced rum, so it's sort of... I can't even remember what she did with it.
But it was really good.
Whatever it was good.
Yeah.
It's all very spiced.
She made a mule with the vodka. And then she made a rum drink and a tequila drink, and I took the tequila.
Was it hot? Was it a hot drink? Was that?
Oh, she did make a hot toddy.
It was a hot toddy.
I'm drinking a hot toddy. Like that inspired me. I've been drinking them since then.
That's what I should make. That's what I should make when I'm up at night coughing. A hot toddy.
Yes,
but now it's almost gone.
Honey.
Lemon and honey. Don't worry, it'll linger. It'll linger. It's been with me.
Oh, I meant the rum, not the cold.
Oh. The rum's almost gone. Well, you can go buy more. No, we need to do another cocktail show. Somebody can bring in and leave their rum. Yeah, I just filled my
flask with... Well, there's a lot of new distilleries, too, that are local distilleries, right?
Yeah.
There's one in Brooklyn, and there's one in the Catskills.
Yeah, they're all over New York. They're all over the country, but yeah, we've got a lot here in New York.
What other free stuff do we want besides liquor?
I want to do a How to Behave on home music systems and invite the people from Sonos and hope that they will give me free wireless speakers.
That's a great idea.
That's what I wanted for Christmas, and it turns out they're very expensive.
Okay, I have a pet peeve.
Yes, my dad is a stereo nerd. What's your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is cabling. Home cabling. Drives me crazy. People just have like these bundles of like fur balls that are
like
wires.
There's design solutions for them.
There
but
really
they're not...
are. And where are they?
Well, they're Sonos, where it's all wireless, and they're really expensive. The speakers I want, and it might be like I want nothing. Like I'm so simple. I'm not like a music aficionado. I'm not one of those guys that has to have. I just want them to be wireless and synced. And to get the two speakers that I want is going to be basically $1,000. Like not a chance. I'll live with the wires. I'm going to have to live with the wires because that just seems ridiculous to me.
Well, that's a lot of ramen to eat.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're really cool. So when they comp them to me.
There
when it's
go.
Swag, I'll love those speakers. But yeah,
we'll talk about them on the radio all the time.
Okay, I also want to class up the show a little bit, so I'm going to start dressing better. Even though it's radio, I think it'll
ties.
Like
or
what?
Shoes?
I think it'll
what,
come across.
Yeah,
people
what
will,
kind of outfits? Bow ties.
Explain.
I don't know.
Explain
you,
to your viewers what you're wearing.
Have you? I'm wearing what I am always wearing, which is jeans and a blue polo.
And this is your
and because
costume.
It's winter, I am wearing my lamb's wool lined brown shoes, not just my regular brown shoes. But yeah, I'm one of those people that you can describe me to a stranger just by what I'm wearing, and they'll find me. You know what I mean? Like if you go into, if you're going to meet Brian tonight, he'll be the one in the blue polo shirt. Like you're
so
almost
are you
guaranteed.
Ritualistic
that that's
about
be true.
This? Are you?
Do you have like a whole closet full of blue polo shirts?
Yeah.
No. Well, I. I do, but I realized, like, it wasn't a choice.
Is there a label inside that says Monday or Tuesday?
No. No, because it doesn't matter to me. They're all different.
They're all blue.
People think they're all the same, but they're actually all different.
Like, all but different brands? You don't have a brand loyalty?
Like, this is my brightest blue. I mean, it's not bright, but it's like, if you hold it up to the others are a darker navy, and this is a little brighter. And I kind of get excited when this one's on the top of the pile. I'm like, oh, today's my bright blue day.
Ooh.
I mean, it's still very navy. It's not.
Right.
It's not teal.
It's hardly bright.
But I realized that it wasn't like a choice where I was like, I'm going to be the guy that only wears blue. It's just, I stopped fighting it. Like, for a long time, I would go shopping and I would say, I love that shirt. Oh, God, it's blue. Everything on it is blue. I should buy something, another color. And then I would never wear it because I wouldn't like it. And now I just have accepted it. Like, I like blue, so kill me. Like, I'm going to wear blue all the time.
It's like the woman in Breaking Bad who always wears purple.
But I recently watched Crazy Stupid Love. Have you guys seen that? Steve Carell plays a guy in his 40s who gets divorced, and he's out in the single scene. And Ryan Gosling plays this like total smooth operator who's always in the same bars picking up women and being successful. And he takes Steve Carell under his wing to like save him from his poor, pathetic, like khaki pants and New Balance sneaker wearing nightmare. And there's this scene.
I know a lot of those.
Where he's like, never go into the Gap. Never, ever. Like, there's no, you can't go into the Gap. And I was like, oh God, dude, that's me. Like, I've graduated to Banana Republic, but I'm not, I mean, I'm basically that
Aren't
guy.
They the godfather of khaki?
I don't know, but I'm, yeah, the
I
Gap.
Think they invented yeah. khaki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's written down somewhere.
But so then he totally gives him this makeover, and he wears nice clothes, and he starts looking better, and I'm like, you know what? As much as I love my blue polos, maybe I should be that guy.
We should have someone come give you a makeover.
We should. A radio
what
makeover.
What not to wear. What I not. Like that show. That's my guilty pleasure.
That's not a bad idea. We could do several
expand
makeovers.
Expand your repertoire of blue, you know, like the grayscale of blue.
No, mm-hmm. I think there's that approach.
And
like
textiles blue with textiles.
I think
textiles.
It's like cold turkey, like no more blue. Like I'm going
no,
blue
no.
flannel pink.
I'm not
that you're going flannel.
I'm not ready.
Okay. Yeah, we can't push it too far otherwise. It's not.
We can like introduce a little bit of green, but okay. I'm not giving up blue.
Well, that's... we're just listing a whole bunch of Joni Mitchell songs
right
now.
Yeah.
My other New Year's resolution is to do better on the This Week in Behavior quizzes because I'm embarrassing myself with my poor performance.
Well, you are embarrassing yourself. This is true. But so is everybody else. So it's not like you stand out.
Do you have any tips for us?
Read the newspaper.
Ooh.
Ouch.
I mean, it's true. All I do is I read the newspaper. Not the newspaper. I go on the internet and I read Google News. So I read newspapers all over the country. But I do it the day of the show. So all it is stuff that's in the news right now. And... yeah, it is. It has stunned me how bad everybody is because I keep trying to make it easier and easier, and it just nobody gets any of them. Okay, so Joe, are you ready? Hannah brought it up, so we're gonna do this week in behavior quiz. It's not.
I have Google News up right now. On the screen.
See? You can't.
So
cheating.
Yeah, Joe is taking the advice I would have given you, which is cheat. Yeah. Okay, so Corey, you're new to this, so I'm gonna ask a question, and if you know the answer, you yell out your first name, and I choose the first name I hear. It's never an issue. There's never a race.
Whose name?
Your own name. We don't have a bell. Like, it's a game show, but you can't ring the bell.
So if you know
the answer, you say, Corey.
Okay.
Don't just yell out the answer.
Jesus.
Don't just, Obama.
No. Yeah, no. Okay.
Okay, I've only got a couple. This was supposed to be a 2013 in review quiz, but it didn't really turn out that way.
Well, if it has anything to do with forks, you know I'm going to fail.
Yeah, but we're gonna prepare for that.
Okay.
For a soon episode. Okay. Question one. In 2013, what political family got caught up in the gay marriage debate when a Senate candidate was attacked by her sibling for not supporting gay marriage?
Ooh, Joe.
I heard Hannah first.
The Cheney family.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo!
See, you're already getting better
this
year.
And I'm not even cheating.
Not even cheating.
I'm glad someone knew that.
The next question. This is a little tougher. What related news came out today?
Related?
Mm-hmm. To that.
Oh, to that.
On the topic of the Cheney family.
Someone's in the hospital.
Did you say Corey first? What did we just talk about?
Bad behavior. Bad.
Yeah, bad. How
bad.
Not to behave on How to Behave.
Bad Corey.
No, this just came out in today's news, and I understand Joe we has Google News up, but he's not reading it. It's just wallpaper.
Yeah.
Liz Cheney dropped out of the Senate race in Wyoming. She said it was because of a family medical issue. Mm. So you may be right that someone was in the hospital, but I don't know that because she wouldn't specify on what it was. Okay, Hannah's ahead with one. We've got two more questions. These are easy ones, and then we got to go. In 2013, what became legal in Washington State and Colorado?
Joe.
We all knew this one.
That would be marijuana.
That would be the recreational use of marijuana. There was an article in some schlocky website today about how 36 people have died of marijuana overdoses since.
Did you see also
like that's possible?
How do you die of marijuana overdose?
Bloomsbury cartoon.
No, I didn't.
Bloomsbury.
I saw that it was there, but I didn't read it.
Funny.
Yeah. Okay. We'll read Bloomsbury. Doomsbury. Okay, this is the last question. The high temperature in New York today is 45 degrees. What is it supposed to be tomorrow?
Hannah. 10.
It's pretty close.
17.
Split the difference. It's supposed to be 14.
Burr.
The point is, it's 45 degrees today, and it's not going to get above 14 tomorrow. That's crazy. It's not supposed
dropping.
To be that
it's
way.
It's dropping now.
It's no like one a roller wins. Coaster. Nobody wins. No, I'm going to give Hannah that. She got 1.5. She was close with 10.
Well, I meant no one wins in this weather. We're all ultimately going to be
polar
really sad.
Polar bears win.
Yeah.
Penguins.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm okay with it, but I feel like tomorrow's going to actually be really cold. And all our friends from San Diego are going to post pictures of themselves on the beach and making it far, far worse.
Is there any way that you can remotely conduct your business in San Diego? Just for the week?
Yeah, I could. But I'm gonna stay here in solidarity with my New York people.
With your East Coasters?
That's how to behave.
That's Aww. How to behave. All right, well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you so much to our guest, Corey Tasmania, for all your help in our New Year's resolutions. And to the woman about whom I didn't write any funny comments today. Hannah Howard.
I forgive you, Brian.
The How to Behave theme is courtesy of John Lindbaum and Big Five Chord. Check them out at BigFiveChord.com. Thank you to Joe Galarraga for engineering today's show. You can always find episodes of How to Behave and lots of other great shows at HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Brian Kaiser. And remember, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.